Okay, Bakshav, holy now. Hey, Abed Aleph. Holy now, Bakshav, that hey, Abed Aleph. We're going to start again. The Gemara Amar Rav, we're going to try to get to the bottom now. Fine. Let's see the Gemara again. With Hashem's help, we're going to try to get to the bottom of the page now. Amar Rav, Amar Rav. Rabbi says, so again, we're starting to get into the Gemara again, just to get into it, and then we're going to try to get after the Ma'am and Amar, with Hashem's help. The Amar Rabbi, the beginning of the Gemara, of this Gemara, the Amar Rabbi. Like 17 lines from the bottom. I'm going to count up. The Amar Rabbi. Or 11 lines from the way it gets wide. 11 lines down from where it gets wide. The Amar Rabbi. Two people come and they say the following. B'chad b'shabbat, on the first day of the week, Sunday. Harak plenty yasad nefesh, plenty killed somebody. That's group number one. U'bo'u shnayim, another two of them come. V'amr, and they say the following. No. Imanu ha'isen, you guys were with us. B'chad b'shabbat, on the first day of the week on Sunday. Eller rather, b'trei b'shabbat, on Monday, harak plenty yasad nefesh. Plenty killed someone. That's the first case. I mean, the first group says that Reuven killed Shimon on Sunday. We saw him kill Shimon on Sunday. The next group says, no, you're with us on Sunday. But it really happened on Monday. Fine. Now, we're going to say eventually, we're going to say, if these cases in the Zemi, they're going to get killed.
I don't understand. Why does it say that it happened on Monday?
Because they're lying. Why do they say they're lying? They said it happened on Sunday because they're liars. Because they're in the Zemi.
I don't understand.
Not only that. Elafilu Amru Erev Shabbos Harak Plenty Yasad Nefesh. Even if they eat him, say on Friday, right? He killed the nefesh. Hare Ilu Nehrog. In both of these cases, the Edom Zayimim get killed. Why? Because the Be'idna of the Kabbasad, at the time of their Edus, Tuesday morning, 10 a.m., Gavra Lav Bar Katalu. This person, Mr. Reuven, was not a dead man yet, right? Because, let's say, like Taisa said, no one ever said Edus against him again. So Reuven kills Shimon even on Friday. But Reuven kills Shimon on Friday, correct? Tuesday morning, 10 a.m. The first that Edus said, we saw Reuven kill Shimon on Sunday. Good? Then 11 a.m., second group of Edus say, no, these guys were with us on Sunday. But we saw Reuven kill Shimon on Monday. So what's the halacha? Halacha is that they're considered Edus Zayimin. Halacha is considered Edus Zayimin. Fine. So what's Rava's Kaddish? What's the kind of Rava's Kaddish? We kill the Edom Zayimin and we kill the murderer. So kind of like this. These Edom, their testimony wasn't false. The fact that Reuven killed Shimon was true. The fact that they saw him kill him was false. That's what comes down. So Gemara says, my Kamash Malon. Oh, so Gemara, my Kamash Malon, what's your Kaddish? Meaning, what's your Kaddish? What's Rabbi Tolkien? What's he coming to teach us? That even though, what's Rabbi coming to teach us? That even though we're killing the murderer, still we're going to kill the first Eidim. Michael Mashmalan, Tanyana, we learned it already. It's a Mishnah later on. What does the Mishnah say later on? Laficha, Nimsa Achman Zemes, Hume, Nerog Shreve Tru. So let's see. Let's turn to the Vav Amud Beis for a minute to see that case. Let's turn to the Mishnah, the Vav Amud Beis. Vav on the top, Vav Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Whoever wants to see the Mishnah inside to understand that case. Oh, let's see the Mishnah Daf Vav. The top of the page starts the Mishnah. It's very easy to find. Hayushnayim Rayin Asher Mechalein Zeh. There were two people who saw like a murderer from one window. Ushnayim Rayin Asher Mechalein Zeh. Two people saw him from a different window. Right? We cross the street from, we live across the street from each other. I'm looking down from the window. Two witnesses. We see Reuven shooting Shimon. Across the street also. People also see Reuven killing Shimon. Now the echod masriv ba'anto. We see somebody warning him in the middle on the street. Some guy's warning him, screaming. We see a guy waving his hand, telling him don't do it. And we see a guy trying. He goes anyway. He goes room and he goes and kills Shimon. Right. So four people see the story. Right. Two guys from each window, from each side of the street.
Yeah, but there's six.
No.
Two people that warned him.
Huh? One guy could have warned him. on the bottom.
Doesn't it take two witnesses?
Oh, you're right. So two people on the bottom, right. So
okay, so you're six altogether.
Two people, one. Good. So six people altogether. You're right. There's six people altogether. But the six people. But we're focusing on now the four people. The two Aiden and the two Aiden. Good? Fine. Correct. The six people. Oh, so Mark, what was the mission say over there?
The one has been the Aiden.
What?
The one has also been the Aiden.
This, they could be technically, this wasn't the case. Right. They usually could be. Yeah. They're not.
Two Aiden have to see one person warning, or two Aiden have to see two people, or they themselves have to, or they have to see two people warning.
Now, first one second. The Mishnah says one guy's warning. Okay, the Mishnah says, read the Mishnah again. Now, Yishnai wrote this about the two people saw him in this window. The Echod Masra, one guy warned him. Two eyewitnesses have to see the story, but one guy has to warn him. So there's one guy in the middle warning.
That's enough.
Good. That's good. To get the warning. Just to get the warning. And to say a testimony. So two people saw, we saw one guy warning him. Then we saw him go and kill somebody. That's what the Mishnah says. Good. Only one guy has to warn. Two people have to get, say testimony. So now, what does the Mishnah say on the third line? Bizman Shemitzasim Ryan Elu Es Elu. When some of these Aiden from this group could see this group. Meaning, we have two and two. If even one of these guys on this side of the street, this window, could see the other guy in this window, he has very good eyesight, he could see him, then they're considered one big group. Since they could see each other, they're considered one big group. This is all considered one group. Then it's going to be two different testimonies. Now this is the quote that our Gemara is bringing down. These next words are what our Gemara quotes. Therefore, if it's found that achas mehen, one of these people are zaymemes, then who? This one person is going to be a eidzomim. Vehein and them, who? This murderer. Vehein and them, the eidim zomim, the harugin is killed. Vashni abtur, the second person, the second group will be put. Meaning like this. Let's say two people, this one guy says, I was looking from this side of the street at my window, and the other guy saying, I looked from here. Right? Now let's say group number one is found to be eidim zomim. Right, group number one is found to be in Zion. They say you were there, you were with us somewhere else. Right, so what comes out of the story? We still have these two Aiden or kosher witnesses. So the story, correct? We have two people from two different angles. This guy and this guy. So these guys say we saw Rabbi Kelshman Sunday morning. These guys also say from this angle also we saw Rabbi Kelshman. Right, now it comes out that this group is Aiden Zion. They weren't even in this place. They weren't here. They were in Bnei Brak. Right, so even though this group gets knocked out, we still have this group that's testifying. So we have a story here. The two people, who's getting killed in this story? I mean, who gets killed over here? We're having here the murderer is getting killed. Because one group of Edom is still good. And the Edom Zomim are getting killed. It's just like Rava's case. Okay. We have a window, two windows. We have over here a guy right in the middle of the street. Right? We see a guy. Ruben wants to kill someone in the middle of the street. Good? I'm looking for this window. Another guy's in the hotel across the street looking out the window. Good. Now, me and Svi, we see a guy, Ruben killing Shimon, we see a guy warning with his finger, a policeman telling him, don't shoot. And this guy goes out the window, we see him shooting somebody. So we go to Beis Din. There's another two guys also looking at the window of the hotel. And they also saw, they claim that they saw the store. Fine. The Maisa, what happens? It comes that they never saw the store because they're Edom Zayim. Fine. So they get killed because they're Edom Zayim. Right? But since me and Tzvi are saying Aedus and this guy, so the murderer also gets killed.
But isn't the whole Sefer, the teachers that they have Gemara did?
We're not in the Sefer yet. I'm not in the Sefer. We're in the question. We're in the Mike Kamash one.
Sorry.
We're saying, what's Rabbi's Chiddush? You could kill the murderer and Aedus and me. It's not Rabbi's Chiddush, it's not Amir. It's already the Tanam. I have a mission that says this rule. I have a mission on the Vavam Beis that says that even though you're killing the murderer, you still kill the Aedus and me. And even though what they said was true, the Aedus and me, that Rube killed Shimon, since they didn't see it, therefore we killed them. So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, "My Kamash Malon." Now that we learned there in the Mishnah later, let's go back to our Gemara on that payment out. What's that? Let's just read it inside and we can take questions. My Kamash Malon. What's Rabbi's Chiddush? That you could kill the murderer and you kill the Edom Zayimim. Tinyana, we learned. Tinyana, we learned it later on in the Mishnah. There was the Mishnah say over there. L'fichach, therefore, nimtzes achas mehen zememes. If one of these group become Edom Zayimim. And the other group is still kosher. And who? He, the murderer. The Hain and them, they design in that rug and they get killed. Vashnia, the second group, Tur is Pater. So that's the question. What's Rabbi's Ol Chiddush? What was Rabbi's Ol Chiddush? What would I think? And what was Rabbi's Chiddush? I would think if two Edom come and they testify that Rumi killed Shimon, right? on, they say it happened on Sunday. Really, it happened on Friday. Right? I would think, they're not Edom Zayman. Edom Zayman is if they're trying to kill an innocent person. Right? Over here, it's really, really innocent. He killed Shimon. It was just on the wrong day. So I would think that this is not a case of Edom Zayman. I would think that since Reuben is really guilty, even though we're saying the wrong day, we're lying, that's not Edom Zayman. Right? Because Edom Zayman is, do to you what you plan on doing to this guy. So I would think, I'm planning on...
You would think that this is Robes Hiddish. Because it's not Robes Hiddish.
Yeah, because that's what we... That's right. Right now, we would think this... That originally, we thought this was Robes kind to teach other. That you, even though Reuben really killed somebody, so that it wasn't a false testimony. It was false that they saw it. But the story wasn't a false story. That Reuben killed Shimon is true. The fact that they saw it was false. So we thought Robes teaching us, still that we believe them, and they could become Edom Zayman, and so therefore you kill the murderer and you kill them. By saying that's already a Mishnah later on.
The question testifies first or the second? Maybe not only.
So first, first.
Testifies first, and then come the other
corpus. And first of all, you're with us somewhere else, you're in the Zomit. And also, Reuben kills Shimon on Friday.
No, no.
They say Tuesday.
The second case.
Which second?
No.
In the Mishnah over there.
Yeah.
In the Mishnah over there. In the Mishnah over there.
Two groups. One saw from this side and this side.
It doesn't matter, because a third group came and made one of them Edom Zayman. It doesn't matter which one came first.
Why?
Group number three came. No, in this case, it doesn't make a difference to us, because both of these groups are... Two groups came and said, we saw Reuben kill Shimon. We saw from this window, they saw from that window. Right?
Yeah.
Now, let's even the first, let's say second, whichever group you want, one of the groups became Edom Zayman. The other group still remains.
Why? We learned it yesterday when, let's say, the group come, it's Friday. The others say Sunday and the others say Friday. So the group first says Sunday and then come the other group. So now, in this case...
A third group came in this case. A third group came and made one of them into Edom Zayman. The people who make them Edom Zayman always come after. So a third group came in this case and made, let's say, group two Edom Zayman. In our case, yes, we're saying that the second group comes, makes them Edom Zayman, right?
Let's say the first group say, yeah, we saw it, and there is no Edom Zayman.
Go on.
Right. So, they have to judge, right? So now comes the second group.
There was no Gemara Din yet. It takes time to process the best. We don't just kill guys right away. It takes time. Edos. They didn't finish the story yet. There's no Gemara Din. There was no final. They didn't stamp this guy. They didn't, like, handcuff him to take him out to get killed.
You kill the Edom Zayman even though the guy was real killing?
Yeah, that's Rabbi Schiddish.
Even though there's a set of witnesses that say that he was really doing it.
There's good Edom also that also says that he is bad.
He did kill him.
There's a different group of Edom that come and say he did kill. There's Edom Zayman here, but there's also Edom, new Edom, that say he did kill.
And he really was killing.
And he was what?
He really killed them.
So why to kill the Edom Zayman?
Because they were wrong.
Maybe it's something that they like making a fudge, something not happened.
That's Rabbi's Chiddush. So you would think that you shouldn't kill them. Rabbi says no. The way we thought originally, Rabbi's Chiddush is still you
justice,
kill them. No, but so Rabbi says still you kill them. Why? Because if in Bestin he wasn't, because if in Bestin they weren't going to kill him yet, even though he was a murderer, he wasn't supposed to get killed yet, because there was no Edom came to go against him yet. The murderer, is he going to get killed right now?
Yes. Well, not right. He doesn't have
no one,
yet.
No one.
He doesn't have Mardinia, correct.
No one even came in Bestin against him.
I understand.
The first Edom came in 10 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Is this murderer going to get killed right now?
No.
No, because no one came. And it could be no one, so therefore these Edom Zomer are trying to kill a person that in Bestin is innocent. So in Bestin, so that's why. So that's why we
you
killed
them. You knew to them, but they were trying to kill them.
Good.
Because this is the clan of Ella
Dayan
Ella Mashiach Avroot. You're going to
kill them.
Ella Dayan Ella
Mashiach Avroot. In that case, they only said we take what we have.
What
so.
They came after,
yeah,
it's
so
after.
Yeah, after. Very good.
Sorry, just a question.
If there's already been one set of witnesses that testified, right. Then how can you say the second set, Kashem Aham? Because he's already got... Okay, so first of all, the case in that Mishnah is they came all together. It wasn't the first and second. It was one big group. The case is they were able to see each other. And therefore, they're considered one big group. And the Mishnah says, even though some of them get Zayim in, they don't all become Edom Zayim.
You said that you said that the state.
It was two groups because it was two different windows. But we said since one can see the other one, they become one group.
If they don't see each other, then they're two separate groups. But they right. still came initially as one group.
They're coming
time.
As one group. The case over there is time. It's two. It's really two groups coming, but in halachically they're considered one group.
That's
so you're saying
another way. Another way. It's one group coming, but halachically they're considered two groups because they didn't see each other. If they came as one group, and the din is that if they saw each other, they're one pack. And if they didn't see each other, they're two. They're considered two. Katim, like they don't have two groups. And in that case, where they come together,
I'm trying to see that case.
Two groups.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Look at the Mishnah. So, yeah.
That answers your question, because they came initially as one group.
Because if you would have had, otherwise, you could have had a problem.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. No, fine. But really, there is such a thing of. But you're asking that if they're two groups, mean that's
so
the only which
one. If they came at different
first.
Times, it would create a technical problem because if.
The first group, because then the second group are not doing the shares around.
Not, we said there's no Gemara Din yet. It doesn't matter. As long as there's no Gemara Din in Bessin, you're still killing a guy. In Bessin, yet, that's the thing. That's the whole thing. It's not a Gemara Din yet. It doesn't matter. He could have 100 Aedim. That's the whole killing. Even if Aedim already came, meaning Tayyip Shah's a little hard because Tayyip Shah said yesterday was Aedim didn't come yet. But fine. But Lamai said, right at the main point we're focusing on, there's no Gemara Din. The Sefer was Gemara Din. That's the whole story between the Risha and the Sefer.
Okay.
Fine. So there's no Gemara Din. So right now, you're trying to kill in Bestin's books. This guy's innocent again. Good. Fine. That's what we say, yes. So let's see the Gemara. Oh, so that was the Gemara's question. Michael Masha, we already learned this halacha, this chiddush. You could kill the murderer, and you also kill the Edom Zemin. It's Alam Zemin, who made Nerag Mashiach Ptura. The Gemara answers, you're right. That's not Rav's chiddush. I can see that. It's not Rav's. We thought that was. That's not Rav's chiddush. Rebbe was trying to lead us in. He was just, that was all introduction to get to the Seifa. That we know already from the Mishnah. But really, the Seifa, here's interesting, usually Reisha and Seifa are referring to the Reisha and Seifa in the Mishnah. But here, Seifa means in Rebbe's statement. It's usually it's just a little confused, but here, to clarify, Seifa means the Seifa of Rebbe. The Seifa of Rebbe was his main Chiddush. The end of Rebbe's statement, the Seifa is like the Seifa of Rebbe's Chiddush, that was the Chiddush. That what did Rebbe say? So we're just going to say a few words, and the Gemara is going to explain it clear. Rebbe says like this: when we in the first case that we brought before, there was no Gemara Din. That's when we say you kill the Edom Zayimim. But Rebbe says in the end of his statement, "Mashe ain't came." What this is not so, the Gemara Din. In the case of where there was already a Gemara Din and they're testifying on a Gemara Din, it's Trichale. That's when we need it. That's when we need Rebbe to teach us. We don't need this case where it wasn't a Gemara Din. We need it. What's Ashwan for? I really have to get to the bottom of this Abba today because it's taking us like 7 days to get through this. Fine. Fine. So saying.
It's but, a point question of chat. I guess.
Gemara says most questions will get answered if we just flow through the Gemara, usually. Fine. So Gemara says Seifa Masha Eke Gemara Din is Trichale. We need it in the Seifa. It says it's a different halacha in the Gemara Din. That was a Seifa saying. Yeah, if you need it, still probably tell me. Ba'ushnai, two people come. What was the Sefer? Ba'ushnai, two people come. Ba'amar, and they said, Bechad v'shabata, on the first day of the week, Nigmar Dina Shaplain. This is the difference. They're testifying that there was a Gemar Din. These guys are saying, Plain used to live in Baltimore. We were in Bestin. We didn't see him get killing the other guy. We were in Bestin in Baltimore. And we saw that Bestin Paskin, that this guy is Chayav Misa. Okay, the mice is not against the Bestin can't kill Chayav Paskin Misa out of Eretz Yisrael. Let's say we said we saw him in Bnei Brak. We went Bnei Brak. And we were taking, you know, went on a Venus Bonham trip. We wanted to look and see how Bestin works. And Venus Bonham trip, we saw that Bestin, we saw this guy had a Gemar Din. He's supposed to get killed in Bestin. That's what we saw. That's what the first Edims come and say. On Sunday, we were in Bnei Brak in the Bestin. And we saw that this guy got a Gemar Din. They gave him, they said, that's it, you're Chai and Misa. Oh, Bosh, not two people come. However, they said, what are you talking about? Bechad the Shabbat on Sunday, Emmanuel, you were with us in Yerushalayim. Ella, rather, the Erev Shabbos on Friday, Nigmar Dina shall play. He plainly had a Gemar Din on Friday, and when this story happened in Bnei Brak, that was on Friday. So again, the first Edom were saying, Sunday morning, we were in Bnei Brak, we saw them officially stamped that Reuben's supposed to get died. Gemar Din, Reuben is supposed to be sent, that's it. Come to the second period, they say, it's not true. On Sunday, you were with us in Yerushalayim. But this happened on Friday, right? Now, what's the halacha? So we say, but wait, not only that, we say another case. Even if the second Edom come and say, betray me Shabbat on Monday, Nigmar Dina shall plainly, that the plainly had a Gemar Din, in Elu Neharagin, this is Rav's Chiddush, you don't get killed. We do not kill the Edom Zayim. Why? Because the Be'idna means at the time, they come Misahadi, that they said their Misahadi, they said their Edos, they said their testimony. Gabra, this man, this murderer, Bar Katol, he's already a son of death. He already had a Gemar Din. It comes out that we understand that he had a Gemar Din. When you're coming Tuesday morning and testifying 10 a.m., you're testifying on a guy who already has a Gemar Din in him. It happens to be Bestin is not going to know about it, have a clear Edus on it until 11 a.m. when the next Edim come. But the reality is, once the second set of Edim come, they inform us that already from either Friday or Monday, this guy already has a Gemar Din. So when you guys came in at 10 a.m., you're killing it on Tuesday morning, you're killing a dead man. Because once we have the second Edim that came at 11 a.m., that tell us he already had a Gemar Din, he's already been had a death sentence either on Friday or Monday. Now we understand he was a dead man the whole time. So when you said your Edus at 10 a.m., this guy's already dead from technically dead from Friday or from Monday. Okay. Let's see this thing again, this last line again. It says, in Ilu Nairog, these people do not get killed. Why? They be either because at the time they come in Sahadi, that they are saying testimony at Tuesday morning, 10 a.m., Gavra, this man, this murderer, Bar Katalu, he's already a dead man. Why is he a dead man? Because once the Edom come, you're right, the first Edom get knocked off because they're Edom Zara. Right? The next day come is group two and says, you with us on Sunday. Fine. Well, what do they say? But this guy had a Gemara Din on Friday. Right? The second Edom inform us, this guy is already basically a dead man from Friday. So when we came in at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, are we trying to kill a guy who's alive? No. Because this guy already had a Gemara Din on Friday. Rabbi, what's your question?
Question is on the word Seif Amashen came with my name.
Yeah.
Question is what Mike Mashmon, what are we learning from the ratio of Rava?
Oh.
Right?
Mars answering. Nothing, you're right.
It's not nothing. Because if it's nothing, if there was no purpose of it, then
no, you didn't understand what Rava's chiddush. Rava came this year and he said out big statements. You said, "What's your chiddush?"
My question is more inside. It's not outside.
So what?
My question is inside. How do you read the word seifa? Is the seifa the answer to my kamashlan seifa theory? Meaning, is this how you read it? What was Rava coming to teach us? What was the purpose of Rava's teaching? Its purpose was for the seifa. The purpose Rava taught a ratio was in order to teach us something in the seifa. The next question that follows is what. Do we, when Rava brought the Reisha, with that, what is he teaching us in the Seifa? And the answer is, he's teaching
you don't have
us
to break it up
what that what that isn't in a case of Gemar Din.
You don't have to.
The Reisha is teaching us what that isn't in the Gemar Din. What's in the Reisha that's not in the case of Gemar Din, which is the Seifa? No, what's in the Reisha that's not in the case of Gemar Din? What's not so? That's what it says.
You know, you make it more too complicated. It's not
no.
It just reads simple. I'm saying that's how I understand. I'm telling you, if you're asking me that, I understand it's very simple. I'm saying so fine. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm saying
no,
I understand
you're
simple.
Right.
I'm saying I learned that. I didn't make it like so complicated. I don't think the Gemara means to say it like.
There's more than just flowing over. Meaning that there's a pshat to these
words.
That isn't in the case of Gemar Din. So what's in the ratio that's not in the Seifa? What's not so in the ratio that is so in the Seifa? What's not so in the ratio is the fact that he's not a lav bar katala, that he's a lav bar katala, he's not a bar katala, that's not so, and that is so in the ratio.
That's underground Gemara. It's not.
That's a shot in the simple reading of the words.
No, I don't think so. That's the understanding,
so
meaning,
what's
that's explanation. It's not in the words.
What's
the shot?
What's the shot in Masha in what that is not so in the case of Gemar Din?
If you go backwards after going through the Gemara, you're correct.
No,
when
no,
you
no,
first
no,
read
the
Shas, because the Gemara then explains exactly what you say out in the Gemara.
I understand what you're
saying.
So if it was simple Shas, the Gemara wouldn't have to come and explain it out and turn it out.
How do you translate those words?
I'll tell you that one time, then we'll...
Yeah, tell me how you translate those words.
Seifa, the Seifa, the Chiddush isn't the Seifa. Meaning, Raji wrote the whole...
It's a period, after Seifa.
No, not period. Why period? Why are you stopping? Seifa, it's a flow. Gemara's flow. They're not like, don't just stop. Seifa, the Seifa is the Chiddush, which, what does it say over there? That it says, Masha Inkin, the Gemara Din.
But the Gemara Din is the
Seifa. Listen for a minute. I'll explain it. That's what we're talking about. Saying Seifa, and the Seifa, which says what? Which says, Masha Inkin, the Gemara Din, that halacha of the Seifa, that said the halacha is not so by the Gemara Din, meaning by the Gemara Din.
But the Gemara Din is the Seifa.
By the Gemara. Fine. Say, I'll talk to you.
That's fine.
I'll talk to you.
That's
fine. I'll talk to you if you want. Fine.
Is that the Pshat?
Fine. I said that's the way I learned it. Could be it's not the Pshat. Could be. Good. Fine. Where are we holding over here? Fine. Okay. So what came out? So what comes out? So it comes out that, okay. So what comes out? Like, what's the Gemara coming out right now? We're coming out like this. Say, what are we coming out right now? We're coming out like this. There's a ratio and there's a sink.
You can't.
Guys.
Hey, Adam, you can't.
Fine.
We can't, we're podcasting. It's noisy.
Okay, so what's happening over here in the Gemara? What's going on in the Gemara is that what's going on in the Gemara? The Gemara is coming out the following. We have a ratio and a safe. What's the difference between the ratio and the safe? Well, the ratio and the safe is very simple. In the ratio, they're trying to say Eidim Zomer, and the man is still alive. So the Eidim Zomer are going against the live man. So they're trying to kill a live man. And the Seifa, they're killing a dead man because this guy was already dead at another Bestin. So we ask, what is Rava's whole Chiddush? What's Rava's whole Chiddush? Saying his Chiddush is not the Reisha, his Chiddush is the Seifa. His Chiddush is in a case where, what's his kid? The Chiddush is in the Seifa. Where they're saying Eidim that a guy already got killed. They're already got a guy already had a Gemar did in a different. In a different best. That's the Gemara's terms. Let me see. Fine.
The whole reason is bringing that because as we continue to go more, you need to know that to learn the next sugya, which parallels what we just learned at the Zoba.
Oh, fine.
That's the whole reason that they're bringing this in.
Oh, so we're going to bring this to the parallel, and we're going to bring it in.
For aiding.
Dine
Momenos. It's teaching you how to apply this now for Dine Momenos. Exact same situation if the guy's. Got
Gemara
Din or
does
not Gemara Din
on Mamonos.
That's all it's doing.
Good, fine. So you can show the same contrast twice. Very good. We're going to show it in Knas and the Mamonos and the Din
Lefashim. It's simple. It's a simple shot.
Fine, very good. But the Gemara's point is the main Chiddush is not, meaning we understood until now Rava has a Chiddush in the Reisha and Rava has a Chiddush in the Seifa. Meaning Rava is telling us each part has a Chiddush. We're saying, no. The Reisha of Rava, that part you know already from a Mishnah and Dafav. You don't need that. That's not his main Chiddush. You didn't come to that. What is his Chiddush? Is the point of the race was to lead us into the Seifa, into the case where the Gemara did. That's the Gemara saying, right, correct, and we're going to show this contrast.
And it's going to use that exact same example that we just did.
Good,
in right
the
Fashas.
And then, good, we're going to use it in the Fashas, and then we're going to bring it down, and then Rabbi's also going to say in Dine Mamas. Fine, so let's see inside the Gemara, and now we're going to go to the world of Dine Mamas.
The wonderful world of Dine Mamas.
Oh. The Chain, let's see the Gemara further. So it's the same contrast, just we're going to bring it now, starting, it's like a whole new piece of Gemara in the world of Dine Mamonis and Monetary, before we're in Dine Nefashos, and like, with Nefashos, like lives, and now we are in Dine Mamonis, the Monetary Halachas. What does it say? It says, V'chein le'ini tashlumei knas. It's also le'ini tashlumei knas. Now what does it say? Ba'u shnayim ba'amru. Two people came and they said, V'chad v'shabata, on the same exact case we had before, same case we had before, just in a case of Knas, in the case of money penalty. And what's the case? Ba'ushnayim ba'amru, two people came and they said, b'chad b'shabata, on the first day of the week, on Sunday, gonav v'tavach u'machar. There's a halacha in the Torah like this. What's a halacha in the Torah? There's a halacha in the Torah like this. It says, if somebody steals, and they go, and they, not only they stole someone's animal, and they slaughter the animal, and then they sold the animal, that's a very bad avera. And then we catch him, and the owner has to pay, sometimes four, sometimes five. They have to pay four or five times the amount of the original animal. Meaning, this guy stole a, let's say he stole a, maybe he stole, I forgot which is dad, which is hay. Let's say he stole a,
four for a sheep.
So he stole a sheep. This guy went, he stole a sheep, right? He stole a sheep for a carbon paste. He wanted, he did a sheep, fine, he stole a sheep. And then he shafted it, and he sold it. And then we catch him.
He sold the meat.
He sold the meat.
And the hide.
He sold whatever he wanted. He sold it. Yeah. Now we catch him. How much do you have to pay back to the original owner? He has to pay back four times the amount of the worth of the animal.
How do you know
that? That's a puzzle. It's the Torah.
It's the Torah, right? It's sheep, but if it's an ox, it's five.
Five, I think.
Five,
right.
Okay. No, the sheep is five, and the ox is four. The sheep is more humiliating to take the sheep. You have to. Okay. So we're just thinking. I mean, it doesn't say in this Gemara. Does this just assume that you know that?
Yeah, of course.
Assume that you're going to know it from that pasuk.
Yeah.
Like I said, anywhere in this whole page of Gemara. Fine. Okay. I just want to know.
Yeah.
I understand it. I was four times. I heard it.
We don't know.
I know because I heard it, but if I read this thing stomped the way it reads, it doesn't say it in here.
Right.
That's okay.
Right. No, I'm saying that's the case. You would not understand it right. We're in the case of someone who shafts and you someone who stole and shafts and sells. You already know this. That's the case. Now you know. See, next time you see these words, you'll know it already.
Yemenite guy knows him in Baalpeh, you know, all the stuff.
Looks like Yemenite guy.
It's not necessary for term.
Huh? Fine.
You know how long it's a thing to say.
Not necessary for term. Four times?
Yeah. That's just a shlomo in the fact. It's not necessary how much you pay. It's shot here. So it wouldn't bother you even if you did it wrong.
Oh, so Bechelei Tashlumei Knas. Yeah, could be, you don't have to know. Bechelei Tashlumei Knas. What's the story? Two people come to Bestin, but they say the following. Bechadu Shabbat, a Sunday morning, 8 a.m., Ganav, this guy stole, Vitabach, and he slaughtered the animal, Umachar, and he sold it. Fine, and therefore he has to pay the owner four times the amount of the sheep. The sheep cost $1,000, he has to pay $4,000. And Bestin says, okay, you saw the whole story. Fine, we say, Reuben, say we didn't make a gemara. Fine, that's what happened. Ubosh, now another two Edom come where they say, Bechad b'Shabbat Imanu Ayisem, on the first day of the week you were with us, so it didn't happen. Ella, rather, betray b'Shabbat on Monday, Godnav v'Tavach u'Machar. He stole, he shafted, and he sold it. What's the halacha? Halacha is Meshalmin. The Edom Zayimin have to pay the original Ganav. Meaning, even again. Even so, here we have two people being guilty again. Even though the Ganav is guilty, and he, it's an interesting case. The Ganav he stole, he's going to have to pay back the original owner four times the price. The Edom Zayimin also have to pay him four times the price. So again, we're doing...
Pay who?
Pay the Ganav. Kind of an interesting case. The stealer is paying the owner four times the price.
Right.
But the Edom Zayimin end up paying him
four times
the price. It's funny. That's what comes out in this case. He didn't really lose on the deal. I guess, you know, maybe he wants to start.
Is this one with the safer though?
No, now we're going. It's not the safer. This is a new case, and it's with the ratio and the safer. Once we said Rava, we're bringing that
excuse.
It's still Rava, but in the case of the Mammonis. We just brought the whole ratio and safer in the Fashas, and now bring the whole, it's the same exact copy, just in Mammonis. We brought it once we were talking to Rav. We brought down the whole thing.
This maybe what Rav was talking about. This is what is necessary.
No, that's not.
It's not.
The same as before. The same as the din in the fashion. We're just repeating the whole thing. We're just ending off the whole thing. It's the same exact thing in the Imam. Good. Good. So good. So now this is the same as the Raisha. What do we say in the Raisha? You could come in both people, like in the, just like we had before. The guy gets killed, and the Edom Zomer are guilty. Here also, just the guy is the other guy guilty. Here also, the Ganav is guilty, and the Edom Zomim are guilty. It could be the accused guy is guilty, and the Edom Zomim could be guilty at the same time. But not only that, even if they said that Erev Shabbos and Erev Shabbos Ganav v'Tavach u'Machar, that he stole, and even if the Edom Zomim said on Friday he stole and he shafted and he sold it, the Shaman you pay why? To be in the Kamasahadi, because at the time on Tuesday morning 10 a.m. when these guys are saying their Edos. Lav bar tashlumdu. He's not the son of payment. Meaning, as of now, 10 a.m. Sunday morning, this guy, as of now, is not chayav to pay any money. The stealer is not responsible to pay any money. So you guys were trying to take an innocent guy in Bestin's books and make him pay money. So therefore, we make you pay money, even though at the end of the day he came out guilty anyways, because of the second set of Edom. But since you guys try to take a person who was originally guilty and was originally innocent and make him guilty, you have to pay? Fine. That was the case of the ratio. Now this is the seifa again. I mean, this is the seifa of the seifa. Ba'ush, not right. You always have a ratio in the. You have a ratio and a seifa. In the ratio, you have a ratio and a seifa. In the seifa, you have a ratio and a seifa. Wow. So you always have a ratio and a ratio, and a seifa of the ratio, and a ratio of seifa, a seifa of seifa. Sounds confusing, but anyway, you have a ratio and a seifa. This is all the seifa now,
right?
You have a beginning and an end in the beginning. You have a beginning and the end in the end. That's what always happens. Now think about it later. It's not so deep. Fine. So it says like this. It says, Ba'u shnayim, two people come, Ba'amr, they say the following. Bechad b'Shabbat, on Sunday morning, Ganav v'tavach u'machar, v'nig mardinay. Now they're saying he already had a gmardin. Mm-hmm. Right? He already had a gmardin. That's what they're saying. U'ba'u shnayim, another two people come, Ba'amr, they say, Bechad b'Shabbat, imanu ha'isem, on Sunday you're with us. So you're false, Aiden. Eller, rather, when did the story happen? Erev Shabbos Ganav v'Tavach u'Machar v'Nig Bardina. V'Loya did not only that. Ella Afilu Amir, if they say B'Chad v'Shabbata on Sunday Ganav v'Tavach u'Machar who betray Mishamate, Gemara Din, but on Monday was a Gemara Din, ain't Mishamim. The halacha is you don't pay. Why? The time you're saying in is they're Bar Tashlumin. So again, yeah, which means like this. First group of Edom comes Tuesday morning, 10 a.m., says this guy has to pay four times the price. So right now, they say that he already was paskin invested to pay four times the price. On Sunday morning, we saw invested, this guy has to pay four times the price. Good. Comes the second pair of Edom, says, you guys are Edom Zomim. You're liars. You were not listening to you with us. However, on Friday, this guy had a Gemara Din. Right. So it comes out, when these guys are coming on Tuesday, 10 a.m., and saying this guy had a Gemara Din, it really was true. This guy had already had a Gemara Din from Friday. So therefore, you're testifying in a guy who already has a Gemara Din. So you're not doing anything. Therefore, this is not a case of Edom Zomim. Let's see this. Rashi
Vechen. Let me ask you a question. Why? What's the chiddush over here? Why is the Gemara bringing from Dina Nefashos to Dina Mamonos the exact same thing?
Oh, so let's see. For Rashi,
Hanan's question actually. What is he teaching me over here? Why didn't he just say learn it out from? You hear what I'm saying?
Yes. So you want to know why? What's the difference?
Rashi
says the case of Kanas. Rashi explains it's not every case of money when you say this.
Right.
We'll see at the end of Rashi soon. We're going to get to Rashi explains to us. It's a chiddush in a case of a Kanas. It's specifically in a case of a Kanas, this halacha. It wouldn't always apply. It's only in specific. We'll see the Rashi, hopefully, we'll get to it. It's specifically in this case. So you're asking a good question. What's the chiddush? For just every case of Bama is like this, I mean, it's, yes, it's, I would assume it's like the Nefashis. You don't have to say it again. You ask a good question. So Rashi explains that it's not so simple.
But then you could still stick with the words,
fine. But there is a point. You're allowed to speak. No, Amar is allowed to talk. You can't like choke Amar. He's allowed to be one thing. Tanam are much more. Tanam. No, that's the word. Tana is very. Tana is very, has to talk very short. I remember talk a little longer. Rishayim talk longer. Akhorayim talk longer. That's how it works. It means they're more holy. They're able to fit in much more in less words.
So the Gemara to have to bring it because it's not relevant to the subject. You're only bringing it.
We don't know.
The bit of rabba that we need.
Yeah, but we need rabba. This is the only place in Shas where this rabba is going to tell us about this rabba. It was all Baal Peh. So they felt they want to tell us the whole rabba. A lot of times Gemara is to bring in, always like, once you're resting in, because this we know. It's all Baal Peh. We wouldn't know this Gemara now. I mean, this Gemara, if you look, it doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas. Instead, I said, this is the place we have to bring it in. The Gemara wants us to know this halakha, it has to bring it now.
For Dinei Mamonos also.
For Dinei Mamonos also, right.
You're saying, because there's a different, slight difference between the two of them, he's going to bring the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, Amar is allowed to say, the Gemara thinks it's, you wonder why they wanted to speak at the whole, could just say one line? Yeah, I don't know, maybe Ruben saying, Jalatish Gazmar say, and the same applies to Dinei Knas, but you have to go through the whole speak out letter.
Maybe the Shat in La Bartakala, who is different in both, upstairs, you could have said, it can't be like Rashi, but on the bottom by Mamonos, it could be like Rashi.
So let's see what Rashi talks about. Rashi talks about a little bit. We'll get to the Rashi. He talks about a little bit that about the. It's funny because Rashi have it's funny. The reason why he asked the question. Rashi says the same shot both times. That's what it sounds like. If you look at Rashi, he says the same thing. Fine. It's the same. But anyway, there is a chiddush over here because let's try to see the Rashi over here. Which Rashi are you up to? The chayim la'inyan tashlumei knas.
Rashi says shot both the same. Interesting.
But there is a chiddush because Rashi ends off. There is a chiddush in this case. Fine, let's see over here. I think the Pashup Shah is that Meir is allowed to talk. He's allowed to be lengthy and explain his whole case. Fine. So let's see. The Chayin Le'inyan Tashlume Knas. Let's see Rashi over here. Shahamay Debay. So again, Rashi says, the same Shah, that if you admit it, like he said earlier, right, why is the guy in the first case? Why am I, right, this guy for sure in the case before he killed? And the Chayin Le'inyan Tashlume Knas, right? In this case, this guy for sure, he actually stole and shechted it and sold it, right? So why is it that I'm making him chayiv? He's already chayiv. Say no. Again, Rashi says he could have been potter. He would have admitted it. He could have got off the hook. So the Edom are the ones who are putting this on to him. Again, meaning when the first Edom comes, either saying a true story, he would have became guilty later anyways. Rashi saying no. If he would have been maize, if he would have admitted, he could have been off the hook. Like Rashi said yesterday, shahamayda by potter. Someone who agrees to it is potter. Dina Nami Bazer, Rashi says the same thing. This halacha is also Kedina Nefashas. Just like Rashi explained in the sugi before about Dina Nefashas, that if the guy admits it, he's off the hook. Here also, he could be off the hook. If he admits, I'll be off the hook. So what? And what are we trying to tell you between the Reisha and the Sefer? The Reisha Teiver is showing you again the Yesh Chilik. There's a difference between Eidos Guf HaMaisa. Between, right, the Reisha was talking about the Eidos are telling us the actual story, the Guf HaMaisa, the actual story that happened. That was the Reisha, right? And Le Eidos Shal Gemar Din, and the Sefer was talking about Eidos of a Gemar Din.
Just explaining the more of how Rava sets it up.
Right, right. She's helping us understand. Good. Good. Wait, Reuben, what are you asking?
First case, he admit to Erezonim, they have to pay them?
No, if he would admit it first, he would be off the hook.
No, let's say they say he stole, then he admits.
Which day did it happen?
They say Sunday, and the other cook said Monday.
And when is the person, he admits it when?
Admit when the second cook comes, when they say it was Sunday. Then he admits.
That went, but admitted that went. And then it's too late. After the Eidim come, it's too late. You have to admit before the witnesses come.
Before
they come. You have to become on your own and admit it before. You can't get afterwards, it doesn't help you. The Eidim already came against you. You're not admitting
there. He said it too. He not stolen.
Yeah. Stolen. Yeah, but he came after the second one. After.
The first cook said he stole on Sunday.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he could have been innocent and they made him guilty. Yeah, it's an interesting case. He said, "Fine, that's not the case." Maybe he's saying, "Yeah, there you go." Yeah. So let's see the next. Like Rashi, when Rashi says like the whole Gemara again, usually has like a different gersa. So right, Rashi here says the whole Gemara over again right now. It sounds like it's a new. He probably has some type of different gersa. Fine. So let's see Rashi. He goes over the whole Gemara again. Two people came and said, "Bechad b'shabata gadav v'tavach u'macher." In the beginning of the week, he stole and he shechted it and he sold. Two people came and said, "Bechad b'shabata imanu yisem," that on Sunday you're with us. Ela betray b'shabata. Rather on Monday, gadav v'tavach u'macher. See, so he takes the word b'shabata. Fine. Not only that, even if they say be'erev Shabbos on Friday, God of Atalach Umachah Meshaman, do we say anything where you pay? These Edom Zemin have to pay. Why? Because the Be'inna the Kamisahadi, because at the time of their Edos, Gabra La Bar Tashlumun, this person did not have to pay. What's the explanation, Rashi says? Why was this person, the original Gan of the stealer, not have to pay? Mishum Dava Matzi Lemith Tar Nafshei, to Rashi again, because he could have made himself putter by da. The Ganev could have made himself putter by then. And why Rashi has to say the same thing he just said in the Rashi before, I don't know. The Rashi repeats the same thing. He says that if he would have admitted it, he would have been putter.
What's this Rashi Gersim?
Rashi says, this is the Gersim.
And we already have that Gersim.
No, one word is different.
What's different?
The word Tashlum, but the one we're in the middle of the word, we're after the Tashlum, yeah.
He pays completely, or?
No, it's the same. It's the Gemara means the same thing. Just our Gemara stuck in the word. In the middle, the Gemara stuck in the word Tashlumin. I mean, before the Veloy Ayud, we said, first of all, you pay. Veloy Ayud, the Rashi holds the wrong Gersa, because you don't say, you're in the middle of a sentence. I mean, he holds the wrong. The Gemara before didn't say you kill him. At the end, you say, so Rashi holds the Gersa is wrong. The word Tashlumin is wrong.
There's no practical
math in the Mishnah. I don't see any practical math. It's just like.
Continue Rashi.
Yeah, fine. Mishnah, the Hamatsa Mutanashi went up. Say, Ishtakacha comes out. The inu that the Eidim, which are the Eidim Zemin, have a master, like they are making him lose out. Meaning, they're coming and saying that on Sunday, Reuven shechted and stole an animal. Good? That's yeah. They came. Right, now we said the story is true. So why are they making him lose out? No, because he could have came and admitted on his own.
Same thing with
on Friday.
Russia.
Yeah, like in a
same thing.
And if they would have admitted, if he would have admitted the guy, he could have been off the hook. Again, so he's rashes mishum davar matzi lemifter nafshei.
Yeah,
he could have made mifter, make it nafshei, patered himself, make himself patered. But haidah with admitting ishtikaf, so it's found. The inu that the eden, these have a mafsli. They're making him have a loss. They're losing him out. Good. Oh, now here comes what Rashi says. The difference is that the difference between knas and mum. Rashi says v'dafka knas. This whole Gemara of Rava is specifically in a case where there was a knas. Oh. But if this whole thing happened, in a case when they're testifying on money, that it's done, a normal case, not a case he stole a sheep and he shechted it. They just say he stole, Reuben stole $100 from Shimon. Good? Over there...
You mean something where there isn't a four times...
Yes, four times penalty.
Just a penalty for penalty, a
right.
Replacement of cost.
So in here, they either didn't put anything extra on him. Because
right, right.
Even if he would have admitted, what would have happened?
Right.
If this guy,
pay.
He would have to pay $100. So the Edom didn't make him have any worse situation than before.
Right, because he was still a thief. He's the case.
Yeah, he has to give back the 100.
That's right.
So
in the other case, if he would have admitted, he would have just paid back the
right.
Money stolen.
Just made it right.
Okay, so that's what he said.
So they're telling him he didn't do anything to him. Meaning, what are you telling me? They're messing him up. Why are they messing him up? You're saying they're messing him up because he could have admitted.
Right.
If he would have admitted anyway, he would have paid back the
right.
same $100.
Right.
So you didn't mess him up, right? In the case of Mama, let's say this guy stole $100.
Normal.
Edom comes and say, Reuben stole from Shimon $100, right? Then it comes out to Edom Zion, right? Now, do they have to pay $100 to Reuben?
If you go with the original explanation, that's not the Rashi explanation, which is that he's, other witnesses might not come, etc. He's not got a Gemara Din. So it's based on the Gemara Din.
In Rashi, it's going to come. Good. I thought you're right. How did Rashi saying it himself, in his own cheek, which he thought you're right. In Rashi, that Rashi held the whole thing, the whole reason why he could admit it. This case doesn't help. So he would have admitted he owes $100. You have to pay. Right? The Zemir didn't make him lose anything. Correct?
That's why Rashi has to continue this whole thing, because he's got to say, in my sheet, we're doing this.
Stavka case of Knesset.
Right. But why did you bring for the different... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Maybe we have it. He begins with the fame in Yan Tashlum make knas.
Good.
Meaning that we're not talking about Tashlum, we're talking only about knas.
That's what you say. It means that Tashlum
no,
means the payment.
The then you have Gavra lo bar Tashlum.
I understand.
So actually, it means he wasn't the bar Tashlum, he was about. It has to be a knas here. There has to be a
correct.
Knas. Otherwise, it's not in his own name.
Fine.
So it could mean that the Gavra Lav Bar Tashlum means that he was a Baal Knas.
Right, not here. Okay, fine, let's just, I want to try to finish this last Rashi.
Good,
I said, that's what the words mean, very good. I hear. Fine, so let's see. Shaloi Masid Kum Akhar Shum Khoivan. So now what do we say? Gavra Lav Bar Tashlum. Kshay Idu Elu Allah, when they said Idu's Bar Chaybu Bestin. You have a mind of life, have a mifta, they're not a bit fun. Fine, shkaya. Now, I'm making a scene now. Everyone wants to come to the porch over there. I'm making a scene with Sweet Cutler on Mosef's Makas right now. Everyone's excited.
Wow.